Okay, we're moving on in the Rambam Perek. Hey, Hilchos Sfinim Masavim. You don't got it here, right?
Why? I came right for the office.
Okay, look together. A Perek. Hey.
Oh yes.
Halacha Dalit.
Thanks, Rabbi. I'll share with you.
Okay, now we're talking about the Lechem Aponim now. And we mentioned that we didn't really say very much, in fact, except there's two stacks, six challahs on one side, six on the other. And we said there were these pipes, layers of pipes in between them. And there was also the two bazichim, the two spoonfuls of frankincense in between, not on top, sitting on the table. You have, let's say this was the table, it's for the sake of argument, this is the table. And you got six challahs here, six challahs here, two bazichin in the middle.
Right, in the middle.
All right, that's where we have. Anyway.
You're just sitting on the table?
Sitting on the table, like everything else, for a week. Dalid. Okay, now, we will see that later on, before Shabbos, the piping was removed.
Ooh, deep
piped. And it was put back after Shabbos. On Shabbos, the six loaves were right on top of each other.
So they took out the pipe.
The day where the Friday before Shabbos, the pipes were removed. The challahs six right on top of each other.
Yeah.
The next day, Shabbos morning, when the switch happens, we're going to discuss it right now. The new challahs go onto the table without the pipes, and the old ones come off.
And then after Shabbos,
the pipes come back on. All right, that was the...
Now, are they still in the molds, the bread, or they are the molds?
We're not talking about that right now, because we didn't talk about how we're going to bake them yet, so we don't know anything yet.
We haven't baked them yet.
They don't stay in the molds. They go out of the molds. They don't stay in the molds forever.
Not I know.
All right, now...
You got to eat them. You can't eat them.
Right. So let's look. The Ketzad Misadrinus Alechem. How did we organize the breads? This is the day of the switcheroony now, okay? Shabbos, when you're going to put it on the table now. Our Ba'akwani Nechnasim... Four Kohanim enter. What do they do? Shnayim biyadam shneistorm. Two of them have the 12 loaves. One Kohen is carrying six loaves. How many pounds are those six loaves?
Oh, yeah.
30 pounds. Each challah is 5 pounds. Two Esronim solas. Whoa, no.
Two
more.
Is 10 pounds.
I'm sorry. Twice as much. I'm sorry. Each Isaron is 5 pounds.
Yeah, right.
So... Two Esronim is 10 pounds. 60 pounds.
60 pounds of
six. That's only six challahs. So one guy's carrying 60 pounds of challahs. The other guy's carrying 60 pounds of challahs. Okay? But the other, that's called the heavy lifting, right?
That's quite a lot of carbohydrates.
But look at the next two fellows. Ushnaim and the next two guys, what do they carry? The two spoons with frankincense.
Oh, my God. That's 100 pounds. What is that? That's about 100 pounds.
And each one, only one spoon.
Oh, yeah. No more than what?
Okay. Well, I guess there were strong, big, brawny Kohanim and a little weak Kohanim. You know, elderly Kohanim, you know.
There was no age limit. It's not like the Levian.
But I'm just saying. So the old Kohen, you know, just take a bazich, man, you know. And the young strapping Kohen, you know, who lifts weights, you know, in
Beit HaSmanim. Did he lift weights in the Beit HaSmanim?
Well, I don't know, but that 60 pounds, that's a lot to carry.
How far do they have to carry it?
Doesn't matter. Well, they have from where they baked it, you know.
To
into the Hechel.
These Kohens were no loafers.
Anyway, now that is for, those are the four that are bringing the things. But we need another four. Why do we need another four, guys?
To remove.
Our boy Machtin and four came before them into
the pipes.
Into the Heichal. Shnaim Lito Shneistorm, two to remove the two arrangements of chals. Again, one taking 60 pounds, the other one 60 pounds. Ushnaim Lito Shne Bazichim and then two other take the two bazichim off of the table. Okay, from the week that passed. Now it gets tricky now. I don't know if this picture is gonna help. Let's use it anyway, because it's such a small shulchan. You only see a dot from far away. Okay, here's the shulchan.
Okay,
you got it. Now it's a debate.
So there's
exactly
six loaves there. There's six loaves there.
Now this is not the way. I don't know why he says it's like the Rambam, because it's not. The shulchan really was not that. The shulchan was. Oh yeah, that's good. It was east to west.
Yeah.
The shulchan was east to west. Okay, good. So now you're going to see what's happening now. So now you got four Kohanim are bringing in the loaves of bread. Four Kohanim are going to be taking out the loaves of bread. So now, what do we got over here? So we got Hanichnosin, the one who are entering, Omed Batzafun. They stay on the north side. Those ones bringing in the new challahs. Upnei Mudarim, they're facing south. Vahayos, the guys leaving, taking out the old challahs. Omdim Badarom, they are staying in the south. Upnei, they're facing the north.
Right, makes sense.
Now, these challahs are going to be going in. It's such a terrible picture. The challahs are going to be going in this direction. Because they're going to be much wider than... We didn't get the... The measurements. Would be very wide. Be very wide. So the Kohanim are going to put the... Do it this way. Kohanim, they're going to put the new ones and are going to slide them in this way from north to south across the table. Mm-hmm. And the guns going out are pulling the other ones out from south out. You follow?
This, from north to south.
These guys are putting in from north to south. These guys are pulling away from north to south.
Right, right.
It's all a north-south direction.
It's just one's on one side, right? One's on north, one's on south.
So you have one guy with the six loaves is pushing in his, and mm-hmm. as he's pushing away the other one.
Right.
And they're moving out. Now, you can only do this if there's no rods in between.
Right.
Because if the rods are separating them all, you can't push them all out. The main idea is like this. It's the breads have to be tamid. The table can never be empty from the breads for a second. You figure, what's the big deal? Just take six off, put six on.
No.
As you're putting in the first inch of challah coming from the north side, 1 inch of challah is being pulled away.
And as one comes off, another one's coming in.
No, all six are coming at the same time. Mm-hmm. There's six on one side, six on the other. You got six loaves piled up, Azoy.
Right, Azoy.
And another one with six.
Azoy.
He's pushing it in. He's starting right on the outside of the table. Yeah. Let's say this is the table. Let's say this is the table, yeah? Here's my challahs. I'm pushing them in. The first inch comes in here. Now they're pulling back the first inch away. And as this one goes, it just goes
half an old challah,
all the way. And at one point, you got half of the challah here and half of the challah there. But there's not a moment where the table doesn't have a full challah, even though it's two halves.
Full 12. Full 12.
But it's all you got.
There's no empty space on the table.
There's no empty space between the challahs. There's a little empty space in between the challahs where the bezichin are. Yeah. But the challahs are you can't make a moment without the challahs there.
That's
a good question, because, and Rama will discuss in the end of the parak, what if they do break? Because remember, they're matzahs, but they're pliable matzahs.
They're
a sfardi matzahs.
But right? 10 pounds of matzah?
Yeah, 10 pounds.
Per each.
Each,
I'm right? saying.
That there, the Rambam will discuss what if they break. So
because we get a whole box of 10 pounds. It's 1 pound.
Remember, a matzah can still...
2 pound box.
Matzah only means it hasn't risen for 18 minutes.
Okay.
But if you make a lafa and it doesn't rise in 18 minutes... Right, it's obviously not going to be as hard as a real challah, but it doesn't have to be brittle, and it could be a little pliable, and you just move them over. Right, that's what happens.
How big were they? Though?
Did they say we're going to get to the measurements later.
We're going to get all this. It'd be cool to see.
Well, you have good imaginations. Okay,
yeah, we do.
So what happens? So Elu Moshrim. These guys are pulling away. These guys on the south are pulling them away.
Okay.
These are placing them on.
Okay.
And when one tefach, whether it comes off, it's betoch tefach. It's when the other tefach of the other one. Shenemar, it says, lifonai tomi. The breads have to constantly be before me.
Okay.
So that's why you can't have the rods. Because the point is, you've got to be able to put six challahs at the same time you're removing six challahs. Now, when they're on rods, it's not possible. It's not possible because you can't coordinate six separate challahs. It's just too clumsy. Because if they're on rods, you can only move one challah at a time, even if it's on six levels.
Why couldn't it be one at a time? Why does it have to be?
All six had to be done. And it's very crowded.
But they stay together, one on top of the other?
No, and then the rods are separating, so they're not.
No, when the rods are gone.
They're one on top of the other. Six. One,
as you're pushing, they all stay piled on top of each other.
Yes. Well, they're all rectangular. It's not like the challahs you get from the bakery that are round, like, no round challahs, they're rectangular.
It's like a brick wall.
It's like bricks, almost. So,
but there's no cement between them. In other words, they still push together. Like,
well, you got six, right? Right? And now he's taking them all, and he's pushing, he's holding them, and pushing them all in at the same time. And the other guy's pulling them
back. How much earlier were the rods taken out? Like, what time frame?
Before Shabbos. They had to be before Shabbos.
So Friday afternoon.
And put in after Shabbos.
Okay.
Because you wanted the chalas to at least, but Derech HaTeva, have air.
Yeah, aerate.
But on Shabbos, in one day, even but Derech HaTeva, nothing's going to happen for one day. So, but that's why they got to be, in order to do this switching off, you can't have the rods. Okay. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey. Now, the challahs that are coming off, where are they going to go? So, let's see if it's in the picture here. Yes. So, okay, remember, here is the shulchan.
Yep.
So they're going to come back through here, and here is a shulchan zahav, a golden table.
Whoa.
And that's where the 12 challahs that are going off are going to go over there. Okay? That's where they're going to go. So that's what he's going to send out. Yotsu, they went out, the four Kohanim that go out, v'nosnu asalechem, and they put the lechem, showed seal that they took out, al shulchan zov, on a golden table that I just showed you, acher shevon, which, acher, shulchan zov acher, another one,
shahaya
boom, which was in the ulam. Remember, this is the ulam. The ulam we call the antechamber. This is the steps up to the Heichal. This is the antechamber. And then through the antechamber into the Kodesh. All right? So they put it on that golden table. Now, then once that's there, we still got those two spoons of bezichin.
What are you
going to
do with those?
So the hektiru ha-bezichin. Now they would burn the bezichim. And where did they burn the bezichim? Do you remember, guys?
On the Mizbeach.
Where on the Mizbeach? Here, we've got the Mizbeach. It's a big altar. I see three fires.
Yeah. I would say that.
Remember we said?
This fire.
Well, let's think from logic. Which fire would you bring it to? The one that's closest to the Ulam.
Yeah.
Which is this one.
Right.
If you recall, we learned you had to put enough coals to create enough coals to go on the Ketores, right? But on Shabbos, you put more coals because you were burning the bezichin on this.
Okay.
An extra three, measurements more. So the coals were burnt right on this fire. The bezichin were burnt on this fire right here. So that's where they were going to burn them. All right? So we've got the 12 breads out on the golden table. The two bezichin are now burnt, and only then, and we divide up the challahs as we discussed yesterday.
Are they pull apart? What are they?
We already discussed how we divided it. So once, remember the Kohen, every Mishmar got six. What the incoming Mishmar got six, the outgoing Mishmar got six, then the Kohen Gadol went to each one and said, I get half of what you have. And Kohen Gadol ends up with six, and all the other Kohen get three, and then they divide it up into whatever amount of pieces works. Okay, now, buddies, we're going to discuss how we make the lechem upon him.
One more line.
Oh, I didn't finish. I'm sorry. Thank you. V'imchol yom ha-kippurim lios b'shabbos. What if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? Well, guess what?
You're not eating the challahs.
But you still got to switch them.
So what happens to the ones you've taken out?
The ones you've taken out, ha-challahs mischalkos la-erev. You divide them up at night.
Nice.
When you could eat, you break your fast on the... And it's got to be at night. Why can't it be the next day? Because then we puzzle by staying overnight, like what do you call it?
No sir.
As long as it's on the table, it's where it's supposed to be. Staying overnight for 7 days doesn't hurt it. It's doing its job by being on the table. Once you take it off the table,
can't be overnight.
And it's to be eaten, let's say like a Korban Shlomim, that now that the Zrika happened, you have all night to eat it. If you leave, whatever, not a Shlomim, it's different, but one that has one night.
Like a Toda.
You have one night, so it's Nosor. So this bread is Kachim, so it's going to have a din of Nosor. So normally, when you took it Shabbos in the middle of the day, you have the whole Shabbos to eat it. But now you can't eat it on Yom Kippur, so you've got to eat it
night.
At night, right away, and not let it stay overnight. Okay, now, halacha vav, ketzad, ketzad masa lechem aponim. How did they make the lechem aponim? Now, remember, this is what I'm going to say again. Remember, the normal menachos would have one isaron.
Right.
For, let's say, a total of 10 breads. Right? So, that was the normal division. And usually, one saw of wheat makes one isaron of flour. Okay? And one saw is about 144 eggs. And an isaron is 43 and one-fifth figs. That's a normal way it worked, with a normal menachas. A little bit different here. Maybe arba ve'esrim se'in. You bring 24 saw of chitim, because you're going to need 24 esronim. So you got a lot going on there. Haruyim le'menachas. It's got to be the kind of flour, wheat, that's fitting for a mincha. 24 saw. And we're going to repeat the things we had to do for a regular mincha. What do you do with the wheat? Veshafinoso. First, you rub the wheat kernels like that to get the chaff off and all that stuff. Ubotim, and you're stomping on them.
That's willowing. That's winnowing.
And then you stomp on them with your feet. Kishar chite menachos, like other menachos. Okay. And one sec. Yeah, you hit it with your hands. Yeah. Now, and the tochanin, and also, remember we said that this thing we did it 300 times, right? And with the feet, it was 500 times you did it. Same thing over it. So we process
it. It's like the threshing floor almost.
Yeah, like anything else. The tochanin also, then you grind it, and then it menapin mehem, then you sift it, but achas asrei napa, with 11 different sifters. One is more finer than the other one. And we're now sifting. We're going to come up with our bov estrim isaron solas. 24 isronim of solas you're going to get.
Very fine flour.
That's, you got 10, what do we say? 120 pounds of very fine flour. Va'osin mehen, and you make from them shteim esrei chalas. 12 chalas matzahs. They have to have a status of matzahs. Means it hasn't gone for 18 minutes. Now, what if you're missing some of these exciting details? What if lo niposom b'achas asrei napa? What if you didn't sift it 11 times?
Oy.
Just one or two times. Oh, so it seemed estrim barbosin, or let's say it didn't produce 24 saw. Maybe a little less. Because when you ground it down, it could maybe produce a little less, a little more, whatever. It's okay. That's not a problem. Ho v'naso sol, since you've made fine flour, they're still kosher. In other words, the details could be a little finer than that, but it's in the category of fine flour, not a problem.
The ballpark.
Lo nemer shel, these measurements that we said, el mitzvah for a mitzvah. It's the hitter mitzvah. If you don't do it, it doesn't make it possible. Okay, fine. Now that you've got flour, what's the next thing you got to do?
Mix it.
Got to mix it and knead it. Where did the kneading take place? Zion. Lishoson, the kneading, the arichoson, and the shaping. Because you have to shape them, were bachutz, were outside, meaning out of the Azorah. There was a special room that was outside the Azorah that was meant for dealing with these menachos. It was called the base pagi. Okay? The lushin also, and when we need it, achas, one at a time, and it's learned from the psukim, our medayik, that it's one at a time. So, in other words, instead of, I don't know how you could do more anyway. In other words, instead of taking 120 pounds of flour,
oh my goodness,
kneading it all, no, you're going to need 10 pounds of flour one at a time. I just would say that's kind of practical, but
that's okay. Still a lot. 10
that's
pounds
a lot.
Of flour.
10 pounds.
How many people would work on it?
I don't know. The oven also, and when you bake them, also from the psukim, shteim, two at a time got baked. And I guess I don't know if you have an oven. One second, nun gimel. Yeah, could be.
What's the oven look like?
It's big
enough.
Okay. I'm sorry. The lashon so shteim. Right? That's just a proof of that. Okay, fine. And they bake it. Okay. Next. Now, how did you shape them? So ches, shleisha dvusim shel zohar havam. There were three forms,
molds
that they needed. Now you can say, what do you need three for? Well, we'll see why. Echad, one of them, shenoslim bo hachala. You put the challah, v'hi botzeg, and that's a dough. You're putting the dough in there because that's how it's going to get its shape. Because we're going to see the specific measurements. So it gets the shape. Vasheni, the second, now that goes from there into another one.
So is it baked in the... In
no, that? No. Vasheni, the second one, that's she'ofen aso. Now you're baking it. That's got a little more height because even though it's not chametz, but it will rise a little bit. So you want the shape, and then we're going to make a second one to bake it in. Vashlishi, and the third one, shenoson so, you put it in, kisharodos, I mean, the time when you take it out of the tanur, kideshol diskalko, so it shouldn't break because it could be a little too brittle. So that becomes the three molds that are used.
They're probably very similar.
They're identical.
Oh, okay.
But they are, but just a little higher,
right.
A little bit, but yeah. But pretty much the same shape.
So now, how did they get them out?
Because he doesn't talk about that.
They usually stick to the bread pan.
He doesn't talk about that. They don't get into that detail. I'm really sorry. I wish I could.
Didn't have them. Lifters or the.
I wish I could give you more detail. He isn't giving me more detail, so I can't give it to you either. Okay, now let's see the shape now. Test. One more halacha. Kol challah mehem, every challah merubas was rectangular, not square, not round, rectangular. And how do we know that it's not round for sure? Because it's called lechem haponim, the bread with faces. Now a face
means
like has
size.
A side.
Yeah.
Round,
has
when you're looking
no
at
face.
From the side,
no face.
There's no face. But if you're looking at a rectangle from the walls, there's one face, got four faces.
Yeah.
Right? That's lechem haponim.
Well, five
Shulu
faces.
Shulu ponim rabim has many faces.
Yeah.
Now we got to really be careful over here.
Uh oh.
Orech kol challah mehem. The length of every challah is asara tvachim. 10 tvachim. Which
what?
Is approximately
tefach,
3
meter,
feet.
Yeah, 40
meter.
Inches. 10
well, whatever
40,
you
wanna, 40
whatever
inches.
Whatever you
want to
say.
1 meter. 1 meter.
Okay, whatever.
1 meter.
1 meter.
Four
so
inches to a tefach.
Well, yeah. That's ten longer times. Than this. This is 2.5 feet.
Yeah.
So let's say
another
about
inches.
This. Whatever.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Yeah.
This is the chasana chalas.
Yeah.
And then
big.
Some.
And then some. And how high was it?
We're going to get
come
to
in,
that. We're going to get to that. All right? So we got 6, 10 tvachim.
Yeah.
Okay, that is what we said. 10 tvachim
yeah.
Wide.
Yeah.
Wide.
1 meter.
Long.
Long. 10
yes.
Long. Okay, 10 tvachim long.
Yeah.
Verach, but the width is half of that. Chamisha tvachim, 5 tvachim, which is about...
Half a meter.
Half a meter.
Half a meter.
So about...
20 inches.
This much?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Foot.
A foot and a half. That's the challah. Veruma, its height, sheva etzbos, 7 fingers.
So it's almost 2 tefach.
Yeah,
almost 2 tvach.
About this high.
It hasn't risen.
So about 8 inches.
That's, and,
7
yeah,
inches.
And that's heavy dough. It's
right.
Not
7
like,
inches.
It's not like your chasana
very
breads
dense,
where
very,
there's a lot of air
very,
in between.
Very dense.
This is a 10-pound challah.
This is thick.
Okay. Now.
Gesund.
So let's try to understand what we got over. Now, let's. How is this going to fit on the shulchan? By shulchan, what's the dimensions of the shulchan floor? Orko, the length of the shulchan is shtei masor
12 tefach.
So let's say we got
yeah,
12 over here. That's a very bad picture I did. Well, we'll try.
Okay.
Urachava, and the width is 6.
And ours is 10 and 5.
12 by 6. Okay? So now, what are those challahs we said are?
10 and 5.
10 by 5. How are you going
to
fit them over here?
You
it's not going
to
work.
You have to fit 2.
So we got to do certain things over here.
Uh-oh.
From this 10 by 5. 10 by 5, and you have to put 2 rows of them. How are you going to fit 2 10 by 5 rows? It won't go.
Yeah.
If you're going 10 this way,
no.
10 by 5 means it's taking up in one direction 10 or
yeah.
20.
You can
in
do
the other
10
direction,
by 3.
10!
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If it's 10 by 5, side by side, it's still taking 10 width. I only have
yeah.
a width
six.
Of 6.
Yeah.
Got a problem. So we got to finagle with the breads. They're pliable.
Can't you say it's miraculous?
No.
Not
going to
do that,
not
Paul.
This time. So now, what are we going to do now?
There was Wonder Bread. There was
okay,
Wonder
so
we've
got a 6 by 12, and the challahs we said are... 10 tvachim by 5.
And this is 12 by 6.
Right?
Yeah.
And 7 high doesn't matter, but 10 by 5. So what do we do? No saying, orach ha-chala al rochav ha-shulchan. We're going to take the length of the challah. Now that length is 10.
Across the
and it's
width.
Going to go across the width. How does it go across the width? The
two
width is 6.
2 sticking out each side.
No. Well, we'll
yeah.
see. So no saying orach hachala rochav hashulchan nimsos considered hachala the chala yotzeis comes out shnei tzvachim ikanish.
Right.
So that won't work. So what do you do? The kofel, we bend.
Bend.
Es hayotze mekan, what comes over one side.
They overlap.
Umikan.
They overlap.
Bend them up. Two tvachim.
Ooh, there it is.
Yishar bein aksovas.
There's a picture.
Revach ve'emtza. And in between, you've got space in between for that.
And the poster, right?
That's your picture. And if you want, you can look at my picture. We love all the pictures.
That's not my picture.
That's how he has it looking like this.
So where's it bent up?
It was bent here, up.
Oh, bent there, up. Okay.
All right. See, this was bent up here. This is six this way. So this part here is bent up too, and this part here is bent up too. Okay, now you understand why it's got this cubicle, like whatever you want to call it, type of shape. See, the width is the same. The thickness is seven espaos. But now you got to pick it up two amas, so it comes up from one side and up from the other side. And really, this is hollow. It's blank here on the other sides because it's coming up from one side up the other. So the other sides you don't fold up. So that's why you get this unusual shape of the challah.
So this is a six and two.
So I've turned the ten into a six.
Yes.
Ah, so now there's going to be room. If I put one over here, that's 6 by 5, and one over here next to it, 6 by 5, you see, they're
going to
fit, and I got two in between that the bazichin are going to go in between.
Yeah.
So let's read it again. So the kovelas hayosim ikanu mikan v'shar b'shek,
some of us have
another space in between the two edges coming out. Now you're going to put each chala on top of each one. Until you have six challahs, one on top of the other.
So you keep them in this mold while they're in there on the table.
I don't know. I think you're taking out. You can't bend it if it's in the mold.
This is not the mold.
This is the challah. You can't bend it if it's in a mold.
So that's the challah itself.
Martin, if it's in a mold, the molds were 10.
I know.
So you can't do it. It's out. It's out of the mold. There's no mold.
This is the challah
itself. It is the challah.
So it came around like this,
Rashi,
the two little edges?
Rashi says here that the loaves were baked, folded over already.
I don't know. I don't know. But it doesn't. Either way, but I don't think they stayed in the molds. I don't think they stayed in the molds because that would make them spoil right away.
Because here's the other problem.
No,
the other problem is how is it going to stand on each one if they're bent up only and there's a little bit standing up because it's only that little edge is standing up.
It's two. It's two across and two across. That's a lot. It's only two in the middle empty. Most of it is covered.
Okay.
So it sits on that. Until you have six chalas. Six chalas. And therefore, in between is two tvachim. And in the two tvachim, that's where the two bazichim go.
Mark, where's your picture?
All right. Amazing.